means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
And this morning, we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the Shenandoah Community School District. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning. Dr. Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Dr. Nelson?
I think I'm doing pretty well today. It's a good day.
Nearly 84% voted for the PEPL in the special election yesterday. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Nelson?
I just am very grateful for the community.
Yeah.
They came out strong. They supported education and the need for the PEPL, and I appreciate them and understand, you know, you're talking about taxes, and that's a difficult topic, but they have a long tradition of supporting PEPL in our community, and they did it again for the next 10 years, and I just really appreciate them.
So how long have you had the vote of PEPL in Shenandoah? Do you know?
My understanding is that it's been consistent since the beginning of PEPL in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And so when I look back, they've had a tradition of passing this. I talked to some board members that, you know, were on the board, you know, maybe 20, 25 years ago, and they said there was a short time period where they didn't use it, but that, you know, it's been in place for quite some time.
You bet. So what does that do, Dr. Nelson? What's that mean for the school district in terms of dollars?
Well, on the high end, that's $840,000 a year that we can collect. We don't always levy that much every year. We adjust that annually. That we make some decisions based on needs, but it provides enough funding, though, that we can continue to work on our facility plan that we've been working on for the last couple of years at the K-8 building, and we'll also be able to take on a few additional projects that just need to be completed in the district.
Very good. Well, exciting stuff. And like you said, it's pretty, when you're talking taxes and you have, like I said, nearly 84% in favor, I mean, that's a pretty remarkable statement, in my opinion. Pretty overwhelming.
It is. And it's a little bit humbling, too, because it's, you realize what you're asking of people, and, you know, and it's something that you can't take for granted. You have to definitely express a lot of gratitude for the people who came out and voted.
You bet. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning. Anything else, Dr. Nelson, along those lines? Thank you to everyone that came out and voted, for sure.
I would just say thank you. And on PEPL, I think we've talked about the plan quite a bit.
Yep. All right, let's talk a little bit about the U.S. News ranking. Can we do that? That was announced in early September. I don't think we've visited.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool, too, Dr. Nelson.
That is. I had forgotten we hadn't talked about that yet.
No.
U.S. News and World Reports ranked us our high school 13th in the state of Iowa based on a lot of factors, but the main one is the number of students who are proficient in core subject areas. And that percentage is quite high. It's well above state average. And we've actually been ranked since 2019, but this time we broke a new record. You know, getting up to 13 was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I think we were, I think we've been 22 before, we've been 30 before, we've dabbled, but we've set a new record, and we're really proud of that result.
You were in 2024, you were 58th, in 2025, you were 22nd, and this year, you're 13th. So,
yes.
But you've been there for a while, but that's just the last few years. That's pretty cool, Dr. Nelson.
Yes, it's exciting. And, you know, we've invested heavily in our teacher leadership model. And I have to give our instructional coaches and our mentor teachers a lot of credit right now, because they really have dug in deep and worked alongside our administrative team to help teachers implement the curriculum and stay focused and implement what we call MTSS, which is It's an intervention model that we use in schools. But our teacher leadership team deserves a lot of credit for the work that they've done at the high school and actually district-wide.
Yeah.
It's just really showing up.
Very cool.
Quite apparent at the high school.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. So where do you go from there, Dr. Nelson? Keep doing what you're doing, right? I mean, you're going in the right direction and having great results. So
we're just, our plan is to stay focused. Just stay focused on the important things. And that's what we've done the last several years. We made a decision early on. When I came with our administrative team that, you know, it's about doing the right work with kids. And it's working for us right mm-hmm. now. And we're going to stay the course.
Very cool. Okay, Dr. Nelson, have you started those early year assessments? I think FAST is one of those. Have you done those yet, or is that upcoming?
We didn't actually do some FAST testing early on, and then we're using a new assessment this year. iReady has been our, you know, you always do the ISAP.
Yeah.
But we've always had a second assessment called iReady, which is a good progress indicator. But we're using a new one called STAR this year.
STAR?
And STAR.
Okay.
And it's not quite as lengthy. And we had piloted it in a few places earlier, you know, in previous years, and just really found that the data is a little more valuable to us. And so we're going to see here in a couple of weeks what that really ends up looking like.
Okay. So you're into the school year, fast testing, those early assessments. I think you said summer slide last time we spoke, Dr. Nelson.
The summer slide.
The summer yes. slide. Yeah.
I think we saw a little bit of that on the results. I haven't looked real deep into them yet, but usually you know, probably this week and next, we'll start looking at those results pretty close and see where, you know, it's not the same test, so it's difficult to compare. But
sure.
You do notice, even when it's a different test, if they performed well or not.
When is homecoming, Dr. Nelson?
That would be September 25th and 6th.
Okay.
So big game on the 25th, and the 26th is the dance.
Okay. So that'll be here very soon. You know, time zips by, so that'll be here soon. So, Dr. Nelson, one of the things I really enjoy talking about is what's going on legislatively. Probably not as much as, I don't know, maybe you don't enjoy it as much, Dr. Nelson, I don't know. Because usually schools, superintendents are the ones that are dealing with a lot of that. But you are involved legislatively as well, are you not?
I have served on a couple of different committees, especially with the School Administrators of Iowa. And I'm on a committee that's active. We've already submitted a survey across the state to every school administrator asking for their feedback. And we're starting to sort through their priorities now. So do I enjoy it? I think I do, or I wouldn't volunteer. You know, I wouldn't be on those committees, right?
Right.
But, I mean, there's always that little bit of angst because it's like it takes your time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a committee meeting in Des Moines on the 16th. No, I'm sorry, it's the 15th, actually, that, you know, we'll be spending all day just focused in on sorting through the results of the survey and determining the priorities, you know, for this group for the entire year.
So then with those priorities, will you present those to legislators and our representatives, or what will you do with those priorities? Once you have this, you know, you've assessed the results, what do you do with it going forward?
It's a little academic, but we write a paper.
Well, sure you do.
Sure you do. Of course we do. You know, but we identify what those priorities are. We summarize them in a written format with our rationale. Those are given to administrators across the state and school boards. And we then take and use that information to, as we go out and we talk with representatives and senators, we talk to them about what our priorities are. And, you know, everyone will have their own personal interpretation or take, but as a group, we talk specifically about, you know, hey, these are our priorities. as a group and, you know, show them the data and the reasons why it's so important to schools.
The survey, is it just other administrators or are there other people involved in the survey?
No, this one would be just administrators.
Okay.
Just right. administrators. And so we're really counting on administrators to be in touch with, you know, the realities of their district.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, number one, I mean, it's you we could announce today, you know, the number one priority will be school funding.
Yeah.
You know, that will always surface as a high priority. But there are also subjects that come up, such as local control and allowing school boards mm-hmm. to make decisions about curriculum, school mm-hmm. boards making the decisions about how funds are used. And there'll be lots of conversations centered around that.
And then that will be, like you said, when you have the opportunity to visit with some of our elected officials, these will be some of the talking points. So you can
yes.
hopefully move forward with a unified voice and from a position that school administrators tend to like. So that would be, that's cool. School finance is one. Does it, not to get too political here, Dr. Nelson, but being an election year, there will be a change in the governor's office. There will be some changes with some of our legislators. Does that play into it at all this year for you?
I think it heightens the need to communicate well.
Okay.
Because it whoever is in office, you know, they have a set of priorities and they are being asked by multiple groups to be funded.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they need to establish their priorities and, you know, they've campaigned on, you know, a certain set of beliefs and promises. And so you really need to communicate well with them about what you need in your area. So yeah. What does education need from the new governor, from the new people that will be in office?
Yeah.
And so we, I think that makes the work even more important than ever.
All righty. Yeah. Well, it's certainly been a topic the last few years, that's for sure. What happens with the school? So what are we, 2 weeks, Dr. Nelson, are we 2 weeks into the school year or 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
Three.
How's it?
Yeah, we're 3 weeks in.
How's it so far? Start of the school year has been positive and most enjoyable, or how's it been?
It's been a really nice start to the year. Our staff came back. They had a week to organize and get ready for the kids to be there. We've had a few little snafus with transportation the first day that we got cleaned up. We implemented some new software there and mm-hmm. had to learn to use it a little better. But I think day two went much better than that. But beyond that, I think we really, the kids are settled in. I was in classrooms last week and I was just surprised that it felt like they'd been there longer.
Hmm.
And they're focused and the teachers have established the expectations and they're well into teaching and learning right now.
How are, by the way, we're visiting with Dr. Carrie Nelson, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District. Dr. Nelson, how are the, first with Ignite, how are the numbers with the Ignite school? Are you seeing growth there? What does that look like? And then also, I know it's early, but what do your numbers over look like for the district as far as number of students? Are you encouraged or discouraged at this point? Talk to me about numbers.
There's still a little flux right now, and uh-huh. I say that every year. Uh-huh. It's not firm. But we have had a little bit of growth, but I would say we're pretty steady right now, and I'm okay with that. You know, and that's in all programs. We are growing in Ignite, but we not by hundreds and
right.
you know thousands, but you know we have picked up some students, and we most certainly in our traditional in-person learning are holding steady, and if we can continue to do that, I think that puts us in a pretty good place with enrollment, and we'll see in a couple of weeks
yeah.
What those numbers look like. What's going to be different this year for everyone in the state is they're going to use two enrollment periods. And so October 1's always been the important date, but there'll be a date in the middle of the winter where we have to take count a second time. So, and funding will be based on the average of those two numbers.
Is that good or bad? How do you feel about that?
We've grown over the last couple of years throughout the school year. So I think I will appreciate it in, you know, this particular circumstance with, you know, with Ignite being involved. I'm not sure that that will always be the best for all schools, though, in the state. You know, when I've considered, there are different times of the year where enrollment declines a little bit and then it comes back up. And so, and part of that's, you know, just family movement,
sure.
You know, different reasons. But I don't know that it's a bad thing, but I'm not convinced that it's the best way to fund schools. I would have to say that if you looked at all of the states in our country, many states do this, so we're going to be okay.
Yeah,
it's not a new idea. It's just change, and you know, sometimes change isn't what we want.
Change can be bumpy sometimes, but maybe ultimately we get to a better funding situation. Ultimately, so
right,
you know.
So I guess I'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So I'm hearing steady on the numbers, which I think a lot of districts would appreciate and like and really strive for steady on enrollment numbers.
Yes.
Very, absolutely. Dr. Karen Nelson with me. Dr. Nelson, what else do we need to be aware of that we have not touched on yet this morning?
I would just have to applaud Mr. Weinrich today. Yesterday, I can't count how many student activities we had on campus and off campus. And it's hot outside.
Yeah.
It's miserably hot outside.
Yeah.
But he has been very cautious about the temperatures out there, watching, trying to look out for the safety of our kids, because it's created a little bit of craziness and scheduling of other things. But there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and I just really appreciate his efforts and willingness to reschedule on the behalf of safety and all the other districts that worked with us. So I wanted to share that this morning.
You bet. Dr. Nelson, pleasure to visit with you. Always enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much. And we'll visit with you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Have
a great day.
You too. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning. And we do want to say thanks this morning to the Shenandoah Medical Center, SMC, that make our visit with Dr. Nelson and the Shenandoah Community School District possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. David Lutz. I'm thrilled to be serving the healthcare needs of Southwest Iowa as a